The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
It is time. Yes, we are back live. Everybody off their cell phones. Everybody out of the pool. And I'll tell you what. Why don't we... how would you guys like to talk to Mr. Todd Hutto from East Bay Raceway Park?
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going fine. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good. We haven't talked to you for a while. This is good.
Yeah, we tend to try to stay busy over here and get a little racing done from time to time.
Yeah, when it don't rain.
Yeah, when it don't rain like Saturday night. We got swamped Saturday night, so Saturday night wasn't a good night. But all in all, it's been a pretty good year. Had a lot of racing, had pretty good car counts, and... I even got to get away one time to see Jack somewhere other than the state of Florida. So.
Jeez.
Imagine that. Yeah, we escaped.
I didn't know there was another place.
So, Todd, what's this ugly rumor that you got motorcycles coming to East Bay Raceway Park?
Oh.
Yeah, basically I just want to try to throw a little wrench in, I guess, into it and just do something a little bit different. So I got with the Ron Galletti and the guys from Born to Ride magazine and TV show and put together an A-class motorcycle custom bike show for this weekend just to kind of interface the racing community and the bike community together. And been doing a little motorcycle racing on some of the off weeks. We've had some flat track motorcycle racing. This will be the first custom bike show. And then in December, actually, we're going to put it all together as one big event. So I'm kind of doing little bits and pieces working together for one big event towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So are you going to be racing motorcycles, or is this just going to be the motorcycle custom motorcycle show?
This weekend will be the custom motorcycle show.
Okay.
If you ride up on a motorcycle, you and your passenger, we got one passenger, I guess, or maybe five. I don't know how you get five of them on there. But anyway, it's $10 a person to get in if you're on a motorcycle this weekend. It's special.
What do you classify as a motorcycle?
Nice try.
How about this? If you ride up on it and ain't got no fenders and it's not open wheel modified, we classify it as
these racing people are always trying to break the rules.
So
Todd,
so if you take the fenders off of Vespa, that'll count.
Sure.
Yeah, so
like I say, just something a little bit different this weekend. It's been promoting it a lot in some of the different motorcycle magazines and some of the different establishments, going over to Quaker State Lube Wednesday night, doing some stuff with them guys, and just looking at a whole different avenue, a little bit of different type of advertising, and see what happens.
It's a way to hit. Now, you've done a lot of different things here in the last few years. I mean, you've tried different things. You did a lot of you guys went out and talk to people in schools and did car shows and little events like that. Are you still doing some of that type of stuff? Did that accomplish what you wanted it to?
Yeah, well, I still do that. And I believe it accomplishes a little bit here and there. I mean, I go out and spend a lot of time in different schools. I mean, from Sarasota all the way to New Tampa, basically, from one end of 75 to the other, and Hillsborough County all the way to Lakeland, Polk County area, and just try to hit the schools and the kids and explain to them what the racing's all about, and actually how, you know, I got involved in racing and how it helped me in school through the years, and how I become, you know, one of the owners of the track itself, and what all is involved with it. And it opens our eyes, you know, it's a pretty neat deal. And we've gained, in my opinion, we've gained a lot of go-kart racers out of it because it opens their eyes to the fact they can race go-karts.
And you got a lot of positive media from the mainstream media too, right?
Exactly. The I mean, as most of us know, a Saturday night local short track, you know, it's kind of hard to get into the Bradenton Herald or the Tampa Tribune or St. Pete Times, and you have to find the niche or the, you know, the human interest stories to allow yourself to be in the paper. So you have to go out and make those contacts, do different types of things. It may not be just the racing. It may be, for instance, our tire changer at East Bay, Gene Slaughter, he's actually blind. Many people don't even know that he's blind.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
But he's been a tire changer for years, and that type of story, you know, through the Tampa Tribune, they would pick it up to where they're, say, if a guy like Roger Krause or David Smouse or somebody like that wins five features, it's not a big deal to them sometimes. So we try to find those human interest stories in different ways to get ourselves in the press and get ourselves in the paper to get East Bay's name in front of everybody.
And Jack would have jumped right on that story. You should have seen his face.
And so the deal with the motorcycles is more of just the overall strategy of, like, trying different avenues to reach different types of publics.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to you know, you can turn on the TV and obviously catch NASCAR 24 hours a day, and there are people that watch NASCAR 24 hours a day, and then there are your weekenders, your armchair quarterbacks that just watch a portion of the race, or maybe like me, watch the last five laps to see who wins. They don't care about the rest of it. But, you know, we got to get it in front of everybody, and there's many different avenues, many different ways to do that, and I've just taken a little different approach than some of the other promoters and some of the other people have in the past, and I'm trying to live basically in 2007 and beyond and see what kind of different relations and different media stuff that we need to do to get people to our racetrack.
Todd, I got a question. Do you find it's more effective to actually maybe sit down one-on-one with a smaller group of people, or to go out in some of your Main Street media and go after the larger groups of people? Which do you think do you find to be more effective for promoting auto racing?
Today, I would have to say the one-on-one type is probably the best. I think if you get in front of a larger group and you don't have that personal touch or that one-on-one, you tend to lose them. And one of my reasons for saying that is because if you go to any track today and pick up a program, if you're a new person, you've never been to the racetrack, and I'm very guilty myself, we do not teach the new people coming to our racetrack enough about what goes on, what the flags mean.
Amen.
You know, what the flagman does, what the race director does, you know, what the scorers do. And these people kind of show up and it's like, well, they seen racing, but if it wasn't that entertaining and we didn't show them a good time, they're not coming back.
That's right.
And all of us in the promotion side of racing, and even some of the fans, our local fans that bring a new person to the racetrack, can help us create the awareness out there that we all need to make more fans and make better fans of ourselves. You know, I was born in racing, so I kind of knew from a young age what everything meant and what everything does and how it's supposed to work, I guess. And today, I think a lot of us that are in this, we forget that you know, if you're a new person going to a new sporting event, we got to teach them.
Todd, I tell you, man, I think that is that just didn't hit the nail on the head, man. That is the whole deal. When I started going to DeSoto Speedway in the mid '90s, it was maddening trying to, because you didn't know what the flags were. These classes of cars all look the same. To a newcomer, to a person who's been to the track goes to the racetrack all the time. Now, I mean, you know that's a mini stock or some semblance thereof, you know.
Sure.
But when somebody's just brand new to this thing, man, you don't know what the classes are. You don't know what it, and then you look at the schedule or the program, and it has all these initials LM, MS. You just don't know, you know. And it's like there was no way. It took a long time to get an understanding and asking a lot of dumb questions, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't want to ask dumb questions, so they don't ask. It's kind of like if you don't know the rules of the game. That was another thing. Like, why does this guy get sent to the rear and all these things? You have no idea why it's happening. And it's other than the crashes, none of it makes any sense to a person who hasn't been before.
Exactly. And not only that, I mean, if we lose the family, say, that comes in, the family of four, the mom, the dad, and a couple of kids, you know, if we lose that family, who's to say that dad or that son may not have been in one of our next racers? Well, this guy just left the racetrack, and he don't know a whole lot about what's going on. But not only that, we missed the whole point of explaining to this gentleman how to get involved in racing.
Yep.
You know, and I have so many people today that ask me, you know, I mean, my beer representative actually come up Saturday and brought me some posters for the promotion that we're doing next weekend. And one of his questions was, how do I get involved in this? This is a guy that actually comes to my racetrack and delivers product to me, and he does not even know how to get involved. So we got to figure out ways to educate our new people coming in, but yet at the same time, our other race fans that are here on a weekly basis, keep them happy and keep them excited and put on a good show for those fans also.
So this Saturday night now, you got the bike deal. You're expecting 50, 60, 70 people come in there with custom bikes? And
yeah, I'd say we'd have at least 50, may have as many as 100. I mean, I'm not really sure. I know we got a ton of motorcycles coming and a ton of custom bikes that's supposed to be there. And a lot of people. I got two parking lots, so to speak, where we usually park vehicles that'll be roped off, because I've had a bunch of interest in this deal. And we're going to give away, like I say, there's going to be 8 different class winners and then an overall winner. We're also doing a TV show taping for Born to Ride TV and photos for the magazine.
Cool.
So somebody may get the opportunity, you know, I wouldn't say for sure, but somebody may get the opportunity to be on the cover of the Born to Ride magazine or definitely in the TV program with their motorcycle or whatever. So
that's cool. And everybody who comes will get to see those bad late models.
The late models have been totally awesome, let me tell you. We had a...
How many laps are they doing?
This weekend it'll be 25 laps.
Mm-hmm.
But which is a normal, regular Saturday night show. But there again, we talk about normal and regular. Well, we had 34 late models, which I don't believe is
normal
or regular for too many tracks around the state of Florida. We've been running 3 heat races. We take 7 out of each heat race, and that locks us into 21. We take everybody else, and they go into one of those wonderful Concy races or B-mains. And we take 3 out of the B main for the top 24 cars during a 25 lap A main.
Todd, do you have a lot of the, you said 34 cars. Are those all Florida cars, or do you have a lot of people coming in from out of state, or are these just all local cars?
Actually, believe it or not, these are all local cars.
Wow.
This is the weekly show, guys. This is the weekly show. We've ran 3 heat races in a Concy, I believe, every Saturday night this year that the late models have ran. But 2 or 3. Other than that, we ran 3 heat races as a Concy every night this year.
And to put this into perspective and make more message board fodder,
oh, God.
You have asphalt racetracks struggling in a lot of cases, not all cases, there are exceptions, but struggling at some of the big events to get 25 cars to a big event, paying a lot of money. This is the weekly show. You got 30-plus cars, man. That's pretty cool. Dirt is cool.
It's been a good deal. And like I say, a lot of it goes back to the action and to the racing that we see and hopefully to the show that we promote and the show we put on at the Speedway. We start our show a little bit early. It's around 6:30 is when we go racing. But typically by 10:30, no later than 10:45, we're done. I mean, we don't play around. We get out there, we rock and roll, put on a good show, and send everybody home happy.
And them late models are all follow the leader. That's just a follow the leader race, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, there's usually one on bottom, 2 in the middle, and 1 on top. And then everybody else is following them for.
Yeah, turning right to go left.
Yep. But like I say, it's been an awesome show this year, pretty much each and every week. We have a great group of racers, and try to put on a wonderful show for everybody, and it's always a good show. But like I say, we also have our mall area that will be set up, like I say, with the motorcycles. I have a bunch of different vendors coming in this weekend. And then we also have the cafe, which we really hadn't talked about. Most racetracks just have a concession stand, so to speak, but we actually have a cafe. You can go in and sit down with a big screen TV and all type of stuff.
Yep, you got one fine facility.
And the best strawberry shortcake anywhere in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
What time are the gates open, the grandstand area open this week?
This weekend, actually, we're going to open a little bit early. It'll be 4 o'clock for this Saturday night. 4 o'clock for the pits and the grandstands. Like I say, most of the vendors will be in by 3 o'clock or so, and then the bikes will start rolling in, and we'll do the judging and stuff and the intermission. Those bikes that win their classes will roll down the front straightaway and pick an overall winner.
And one of the best things about this weekend, other than the great show that's going to happen at East Bay, is the computer models say we got a dry weekend ahead.
Hallelujah.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, especially for those bikers.
It'll be fun, man. And Todd, we'll have to check. After we go check out I haven't been able to get up there till this late model show this weekend. We will do that. And maybe we'll have some of those guys on next week on this Inside Florida racing show.
Sure. Like I say, we got an excellent group of racers, and they come out and battle hard each and every week, you know, just like most of the guys around the state. But when you got a good group of 30 or so cars each and every week, you got to win the feature. It's something to hang your hat on. It's a good deal.
All right.
Well, Todd, thank you so much for being our guest, and we wish you the best of everything this weekend, and we'll have you on again real soon.
All righty. Well, thank y'all very much. I enjoyed it, and keep promoting everybody. Good luck.
Well, that's what we're here for. Thank you.
Thanks,
good night.
Todd. Todd Hutto,
that was pretty
owner,
good.
Promoter, co-owner, promoter, co-promoter, East Bay Raceway Park. East Bay Raceway Park is like really close to Tampa, for people that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just south of Tampa on Route 41.
It's not that far from here either.
It's right near one of Florida's largest mountains.
That's the one you can see from 75, right?
That's correct.
I, I,